Hello, Cardinals, and welcome to your weekly Where and When with Woban. Let's see what's happening on campus this week. Are you interested in rushing in the fall? Greek Week is this week. All of the sororities and fraternities will be competing every day in a different competition. Monday is relay races, Tuesday's dodgeball, Wednesday is harmony night, Thursday is a service event, and Friday is lip sync. Come on out and see the chapters compete and see what they're all about. Go on Instagram to Otterbein Sororities to check the schedule for every day. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Messiah is the Kathy A. Crundall Distinguished Lecture Series with Dr. Lynn Pasquarella, who will be talking about the importance of liberal arts education. Also tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Library 126 is presentation and public speaking tips for multilingual students. This weekend is also Free Zone's other prom. Check out their Instagram for more details. And now let's hear from Beau with the sports report.
Welcome back to the Otterbein Weekend Recap. This is Beau Bircher. Let's get right into the spring sports schedule, starting off with baseball. This week, baseball played a total of 5 games from Sunday to this Saturday, going 4-1 in that stretch, including an extra inning defeat by 1 run for that 1 loss. Noah Sprouls in the last game had a 3-for-5 day with 4 RBIs, and catcher Logan Ulam was 4-for-4 with 2 RBIs. The big thing to watch out for this Bird Gang baseball team is senior center fielder Caden Kirker, who is currently on a 7-game hitting streak going into next week's games, as well as Braden Quinsel, who is OAC Player of the Week and a All-American Honorable of the Week for his performance. Softball, there were no games this week for the softball team as they recover from their spring break trip in Florida, where we saw the Lady Cards go 4-7 while in Florida. They'll take on Wittenberg next Saturday in Springfield, Ohio, with first pitch slated at 12 o'clock. The Lacs team played twice this week with an 8-5 win against Trine on Wednesday and a defeat to Adrian College at home on Saturday, 16-7. However, junior Dom Dean won OAC Player of the Week honors for his 5 goals and 2 assists in the W against Averett, and then also scored the game-tying goal and then assisted sophomore Zach Mulligan's game-winning goal against Guilford. Lady Lacs team lost at home Saturday against DePaul 17-8. However, we had another OAC Player of the Week for the lacrosse teams in senior Carly Regal, who tallied 7 goals and 10 ground balls and took 8 draws home to take home the OAC Player of the Week honors. On to the tennis courts, the men will have 13 days off to regroup before conference play, but the women's side will have a trio of non-conference outings against Denison on March 20th, Kenyon and Earlham towards the end of March to finish off before their conference play. Senior Aaron Storer, the 3-time reigning OAC Player of the Year, took home OAC Player of the Week honors. Kind of a given. She gets a lot of these OAC Player of the Week honors. She's one of the best players in the entire conference with a perfect 6-0 in singles play, and then added 2 doubles victories to her body of work over the course of the week. It's been a great opening spring for the Otterbein Cardinals. Coming soon will be conference play against the tough Ohio Athletic Conference, so it'll be interesting to see how all these spring teams do. That's all we have this weekend for the sports recap. Now let's send it back to Sophia at the desk.
And that's all for the weekly Where and When with Woban. Have a great week, Cardinals.